It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer. I'm your host and owner of Cannabama, the CBD store, the first and largest CBD retailer in the state of Alabama. We did it first, so, you know, I heard a pretty crappy commercial the other night. It made me real mad, because it was, I'm not going to go there. You know who you are. I'm coming for you, boo. I'm coming. I'm sick of it. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. I didn't mean to get all emotional like a woman. Anyway, we're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile. And we are also in Daphne at 25935 Friendship Road. Why is that so hard for me to remember? It's the cutest little place, too. Oh, my gosh. Whitney does such a great job. Anyway, I miss you, Whitney. I haven't seen you. I know she has been, like, slaving over this storm stuff. She's kind of like the revolving door. Yeah. I think she's the only person who's pretty much intact around her, so she's been, yeah, it's been hard because she was closed, I was closed. It was a hit. We, you know, bad timing. But you know, everybody else was too. So anyway, we're also for the last week located at 3435 South Shades Crest Road in Hoover. That store will be closing this week. You all know why. We don't have to talk about it. Well, if I stay mad, then I'm not sad. And if I'm not sad, I don't cry in public. Anyway, and then, of course, for about a month now, we're in Montgomery at 8009 Vaughn Road. If you are in Montgomery, passing through Montgomery, anywhere in the area near Montgomery, go in and see Jack. I think I might have found a good one. I've had a little bit of trouble with employees. Pretty common thing, I think. Sometimes I've even read of small business owners who pretty much have to shut their business down because they cannot find reliable help that sticks around. And it's really unfortunate because I think we're pretty great people to work for. You know, we love what we do. We're small. It's not corporate. You're not just a number. And it's a shame. I think we tend to pay better, too. I even got mine medical benefits and 401k opportunities. So, which cost me a little bit, but you know, I care for who is caring for my business, and that's what I wanted to do. So anyway, go by and see Jack in Montgomery. I actually haven't met him face to face, but we have had extensive conversations. My son loves him. That's all the endorsement I need. Haley loves him. So I was like, you know what? We're going to take a chance. And he has been wonderful. It's almost spooky how little he has called me. Because he was studying, though, before he actually spoke to me. He was studying. And that's the standard that I would look for. You know, somebody who was so enthused about the possibility of even discussing a job that he was already studying science. And the fact that he hasn't really called and leaned on us means that he and Isaiah got it done. And I'm really proud that somebody like that would want to be a part of. And he's older than me. He's 55. So there's no millennial angst and what's the word I'm looking for? How dare you? When they have to be reprimanded. So that's really cool. I think he'd probably go, you know what? My bad. See you later. And not try to exact revenge. It's been a wild year. So anyway, we are really sad to lose Hoover, but you know, when we lost the management and the months worth of travel and stuff, it's just too much to overcome. So before it gets bad, before anybody, loses anything else, we're just going to cut our losses and hope that when all this sort of levels out and is over, we'll be able to revisit the idea of Birmingham. I know that when God gave me the vision for this, Montgomery and Birmingham were always, always, always from the very first day a part of that. That was the next thing. And maybe it's because it was Hoover and not actually Birmingham, maybe that's where I went wrong. You know, I think I thought about it every which way I could think of it. You know, I need things to make sense. I need to understand them. And sometimes you don't get that. A lot of times you don't get that. And it's usually on the doozies.
Yeah.
The stuff that just really makes you batty. So, you know, we're not gonna not be in Birmingham. We're gonna come back home, lick our wounds, and come back strong. But anyway, we appreciate everybody who has come into the Hoover store. We've met some wonderful people. And we know that there's a need up there. There's far too few stores. And everybody's scared up there. Nobody's too loud like me. You know, every time the state breathes hard, they start hiding their flower like they're going to get in trouble. And I'm like, you can't. If you hesitate, the people will hesitate. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have belief, nobody else will.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully they'll maybe learn a little something. Tonight we're going to talk about National Recovery Month. As most of you know, I am a recovering addict, creeping up on 6 years at the end of October. So it's really hard to believe that it's been that long. Sometimes, you know, it's like, wait, how do I get out of bed again?
Right.
Inhale, exhale. But we've got Danielle Budd here. This is like our anniversary show. Now we have to do it every year.
I think so.
Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Danielle was with us on the show last year this time, National Recovery Month. And she's got two guests this time. Last time they brought one guest.
Yep.
And this time we've got two. And, you know, this is the core of what Cannabama does.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of things, but at the core of it, this was in my first thoughts when I realized what CBD was doing for me in the moment. This will change recovery. Yeah. I just have to figure out how to get people to listen to me.
Yeah.
And then I worried my mother. And I couldn't tell my mother. I couldn't make it make sense to her. And so I knew right then the spirit of education was born right then and there, just trying to tell my own mother, who loved me and was only concerned for me being 3 years clean and having just had surgery too. Mm-hmm. The one time I'd ever taken opiates during these last 6 years was having a hernia repair. Mm-hmm. And they gave me anesthesia and they gave me IV medicine in the hospital. And then I took pain medicine for about 8 days and I didn't struggle with it. God is good. Whenever he delivered me, it was done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wrote it down, though, because I was so paranoid that Joshua would have questions or worries, because we were still struggling, you know, with that whole making amends thing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted him to see I'm not weak like people think I am.
Yeah.
And so I was about 4 days out from that, and I was having mild withdrawal. When that box came, and in 40 minutes, it was completely gone, and I was, what are the chances that was when I tried it?
Right.
You know, if I'd tried it any other day, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have gotten that out of it. And, you know, that's why I say God knew what he was doing that day, you know? I paid $50 extra to have it overnighted. I was in bad shape.
Yeah.
But it was better for my pain from that surgery than the morphine was.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It was better. And I could not, it just lit a fire, and I can't shut up still. And, you know, a lot of times I get so wrapped up in what I'm doing with other people and their stories and their struggles that I forget. And when I start to talk about it in that way, I'm in awe of it. But
yeah.
I just, you know, this is what we do. You do it in a different way, and then we do it together, even though we never see each other.
Truth.
So, just in a 30 seconds, what would you say, scale of 1 to 10, the collaboration has done for what you've seen in recovery?
Oh, major transformation.
Right?
Major transformation in just what it's done for clients, to be able to think clearly, sleep good at night. We've actually detoxed.
Oh, yeah.
Clients that have come in off of heroin. We've done it in the bed, and we've seen tremendous results within days.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So I could go on and on about the overall benefits of.
I know. I have chill bumps like my whole body right now. I have chill bumps. It's hot in here, but I have chills. It just, it's so exciting because
powerful.
Being in recovery, especially in a detox stage, is so hard. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to delve into that a little bit more with Danielle, and we're going to talk to two of her girls. Come back and join us in just a minute.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Back to the show, everybody. We're here with Danielle Budd from Angie's House, a division of Crossing Over Ministries, and they are a sober living facility for women here in Mobile. We talk about them a lot, at least once or twice a month on the show, about all the amazing things that we get to witness in the lives of the girls that come through. Mm-hmm. The ladies, excuse me, I call myself a girl. Don't be offended. Because everybody knows I ain't a girl anymore. I'm old.
True that.
But so, Danielle.
Yes.
I mean, you and I have both experienced feeling just like you just, death would be relief because withdrawal, you know, cravings, mm-hmm. the psychological toll that it takes, the inability to sleep,
yep.
restless leg, you know, that burning in your cells,
mm-hmm.
and just that panic, that mm-hmm. pounding heart.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, even at 3 years clean, at night, I was still taking a blood pressure pill and trazodone for sleep, and I still had insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I would get to a point where after dark, it was weird. My heart would start to just, and don't touch me.
All right.
And 3 years, because I know with opiates, it takes the brain a minimum mm-hmm. of 2 years mm-hmm. to even start to function normal chemically.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I was even prepared for how quickly I can see the brain chemistry in these girls
mm-hmm.
start to heal. And the brain, you know, it damages you.
Yep.
And there are drugs like meth that permanently damage you mm-hmm. if it gets to a certain point. There's neurological damage, structural damage.
For sure.
Because of sheerly of what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And it still amazes me that anybody would put it in their body, but I've done some dumb stuff to mine.
and that's part of another transition that we see
right.
with them taking the oil, you know, is that the overall scope of what it does for them, we get to watch it right in front of our eyes, mm-hmm. whereas they don't see it as much.
No, they're just like, oh, thank God.
Right, they're relieved.
I don't want to jump off a bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, but we're like, oh, my God, you're paying attention in class, and you're not dozing off, and you know, you're not daydreaming, but you're actually focused. And they're like, yeah, we got great rest last night. And,
right.
you know, their brain synapses are starting to come back to life.
Right, right.
You know, and you get to witness that. And I'll let them, you know, talk more about what it's done for them personally.
But you can see
but as
sparks.
A minister watching them from the outside, not just a spiritual transformation, but literally a holistic transformation
right,
of the brain.
Because food is medicine.
Yes.
Is a thing.
Yes.
Because it's true.
Yes.
Cannabis
absolutely.
Is the most bioavailable, nutritious plant on the planet that we know of.
Mm.
God made it.
Mm.
Put it there.
Mm.
That's why it's so demonized, because you
yep.
cannot own it
yes.
if it was here before you.
Well, it's a healing plant.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, it was part of our diet. That's
right.
what the biggest... I think fallacy is that it's a drug mm-hmm. and not thought of as a food.
Exactly.
I wish people wouldn't
like
use
that.
Words like recreational.
Right.
It trivializes
right.
it. Don't put CBD in beer.
Stereotyping.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's a food. It's healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when you're in addiction, you don't care if you're getting a balanced diet. You don't care if you're getting fatty acids for your brain.
Right.
Or antioxidants to clear the free radicals from your body so mm-hmm. you don't rot one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my aunt just passed away, and it was a long and very miserable death
mm.
from cancer, or her second round. She spent all of her adult life on heroin mm. and then with pills. She was taking Suboxone the last day that they took her to the hospital.
Wow.
And she wasn't in any way
no normalcy
impaired like she was all those years where she left her kids and,
yeah,
you know, was in prison over and over. But she never did 100% get away from it. And she was a wonderful, beautiful person. Mm-hmm. And she was the one aunt that was like a mother to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's tragic.
It was really sad. And her body was so ravaged.
Yeah.
She had, you know, a drain with black stuff coming out.
Mm.
And it was just, she had mistreated her body.
Yes.
Most of her adult life. And
that that's
was
what
the
their bodies are going through.
Right.
Is the process of healing.
And the inflammation. And yeah. She bragged on that. You know, anytime I could give her CBD, I would, you know. I sent her that expensive paste that I usually give to people with mm-hmm. terminal illness, and it helped. You know, just the Kangen water that I sent her, the hydrogenated water, that black stuff was clear the next day. Because I said, I know you don't want to drink the water, but drink the water.
Right.
Drink the stinking water. And because it made her feel better so quickly, she did. And I would send gallons over, but you know, she's 2.5 hours away. So she might go a week between them. And, you know, her body was desperate to be detoxified, you know, and her brain just, she couldn't fight it. And it was really, really sad. And it's been a huge blow to my whole family.
Well, I'm sure. It's rough.
Yeah. She and my dad were the closest in age and freaking frack. And they were both addicts.
Wow.
My dad accidentally OD'd at 51.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He accidentally OD'd. The cancer treatment, he had a very survivable cancer, but the treatment they were giving him, they said could cause severe headaches, and he was in a lot of pain, and you know how we do.
Sure.
We believe the lie that we can get to a point, because we're in control, where we won't feel any pain, and that doesn't exist.
No.
I don't care how high you are, you're still hurting.
You're never going to catch that first high again.
And you know, sometimes when I think about at the height of it for me, I was so miserable, just so miserable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you're convinced that's how you're going to feel the rest of your life, and you just can't bear it.
Yeah.
You know, and so that is, you know, we met before I opened my store.
Yes.
And I wanted to so many times be like, girl, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But I knew I had to wait for you to come to me.
Yes.
I just knew that I just felt like that was the right thing to do. And so I was like jumping up and down and like trying not to squeal in the phone when I finally got that from you. And so, you know, and even though like now it's I'm not in the same position I was a year ago, and neither are the people that were helping me out.
Sure.
And so it's been harder
to
keep up with it, but I'm determined to try.
Amen.
You know, we do that all the time. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of living life? What's the point of having a business or having the ability to make that kind of decision, you know?
Yep.
The only thing I ever wanted was for it to sustain itself.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to give whenever the time came. And that's been the most rewarding. That's the only reason I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I can do that.
Yeah.
And now I got a girl that I wish to God she would just stick with it. And,
well, you're helping people.
Right.
And
but I don't have time to do what you do. You're the everyday. You got a place for them to go.
Yes.
I'm unorganized, and you may not get me for 3 days.
Right.
I'm not the one to do that part because I'm trying to make
it. Well, the oil makes my life better.
Oh, yeah.
Because it makes their life better. So, therefore, you know, when they're feeling good and they're sleeping at night,
well,
and they're able to participate.
When you and Danny first came to me, and you were like, nobody sleeps.
Yeah.
Everyone's cranky.
Yes. That's
horrible.
Everyone's
cranky.
It's horrible.
It is. It's hard. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. No,
I can't imagine, too.
It's a lifeline for us. That's why I'm, like, hitting you up.
I know. And I'm just, like, scatterbrained. But every time you have to come to me, I'm like, oh, man.
Uh-huh. We don't want to get low.
We cannot let this slip.
We can't afford to
get
low.
That's how you get
cut, man. Yeah.
I mean, because you feel crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you drive each other crazy. Well,
You don't realize how, well, I'm speaking for them. I know for myself, I'm on CBD oil, but you don't realize how much it helps you until you run out.
About
and then you have an epiphany.
Days,
you're like, ugh.
You're like, why do I want to murder everyone around me?
I need CBD.
Yeah, and I can't sleep. Yeah, no, it's, well, it's just like if you just stop getting nutrition. Seriously.
Right. Your
body
vitamins, just
minerals, fatty
out.
Acids, antioxidants, you know, the terpenes, flavonoids, all those different cannabinoids.
Yes.
And it's an exciting time to be on the forefront of this because mm-hmm. they're isolating different things and custom making. You'll be able to go into a store soon enough.
Yeah.
And get a tincture made just for you.
For real.
Just for you. Because you need a little more CBN at night.
Yeah.
And a little more CBG in the morning. Mm. And you got this whole, and it'd be like going to a cocktail bar.
Right.
Where you say, I want this much and this, and that's my perfect thing.
Yeah.
Except it's good for you. but it's highly customizable.
Hmm.
And there are people that care as much about the extraction process
yeah.
and the integrity of the plant mm-hmm. and the farming process and not using words like organic casually if they don't have a stamp.
Yeah.
You know, or using, they'll use terms like organic practices. Well, that's misleading. Mm-hmm. Are you USDA certified or are you not? Because it's a felony to use that word if you're not.
Yeah.
Stop playing. Anyway, when we come back in just a few minutes, we're going to start talking to two of the girls. We've got Ashley and Candace here, and I've seen and heard, and especially Ashley, I've known you longer, and I've had many more encounters with her. She's the smiliest person, like top five smiliest people I've ever met.
That's true.
And she just, it's hard to imagine that she's ever felt the way I know she had to have felt.
Yeah.
Because she is, you know, she seems so together, you know, because we a hot mess.
Uh-huh.
I mean, anybody,
keep it
I mean,
real.
You know, anybody who's even dabbled with addiction,
because sure.
we've all been addicted to something.
Yes.
But, you know, it's an ongoing, constant thing that rules everything. And it's so nice to see people feel liberated and freed from that. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ashley and learn a little bit more about how she has experience the benefits of CBD.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show. Tonight we are honoring National Addiction Recovery Month in September. From the perspective of recovering addicts, some of us have been doing it for a minute, some of us a little longer, and some of us are fairly new to it. But everybody except for Phil, that I know of, in this room, there's five of us, we're in recovery at some stage or another. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Thank you for being here. We've pulled that mic close so you can hear your little voice. Tell us a little bit, as personal or not as you want to be, I don't feel pressured, but just a little bit of background on maybe what you're, you know, how old you were when you started using, what you used, that kind of thing.
Well, I was in my mid, like 20, 21, and I had got into a bad accident, and then I got on opiates, and that mm-hmm. kind of just rocked my world. So I've been, it's been about 17 years since I've been in a, you know, mm-hmm. recovery. So mine was opiates and meth. So I was chasing that
mm-hmm.
something to just relieve the pain, you know, and then, you know, when you never can find that thing, you know,
right.
But when I came in, entered the treatment, the first day they gave me the CBD oil, and it instantly took the pain away, and I knew that I had found something finally, you
mm-hmm.
know. But the more that I had used it, it had, I mean, tremendously helped. I had, like, masses on the back of my legs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I had some masses on some other parts of my body. And, I mean, within months, I mean, the masses were just, I mean, just gone. I mean, they
right.
could feel a move. And, you know, I mean, I believe in this oil, like, you know, it's extraordinary how
yeah.
the benefits from it, you yeah. know. So I have been taking it for about a year now, and it is just the chronic discomfort that I had before taking it. It helps me like rest. It the nervousness that I have, it calms me, you
right.
know, and it
yeah.
helps me focus during
balance.
Class.
It balances.
Yeah, the balance. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the healing. It even, I mean, it's extraordinary. There's no words that I could really put into what it does to help with my recovery.
Right. It's almost, it is hard to describe sometimes.
Yeah, it's.
Because then you, after a minute, you're like, yeah, this sounds like
yes.
complete cock-a-doodie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm like,
when
oh,
you, well,
like,
especially when you're yeah, a business
I mean,
owner, and
you're like
they look
this,
at you like
oh.
you have motive.
Yeah, like, okay, so you want me to put this oil under my tongue?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Right.
But I mean, it's.
People are like, yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm like, but, you know, I tried it and.
Well, that's why we sell single servings. Because
mm-hmm.
that sort of takes the sting out of, mm-hmm. sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Because it don't take but once or twice. I mean, you just yeah. said the first time, me too, the first time I used it, and opiates were my drug of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after a traumatic injury.
Yeah.
And then the grief that came along with all mm-hmm. that. I know exactly how you felt. And what we're being kept from is the information that every time you take a synthetic pain pill
mm-hmm.
that's made to mimic a natural thing,
yeah,
again,
exactly.
that's on the controlled substances
mm-hmm.
list,
yeah.
that if it was used properly in those mm-hmm. small times where you're broken and having surgery or you've got, you know, an injury,
yeah.
they're necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when your doctor does an arthroscopic surgery on your knee and gives you Lortab for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some muscle relaxers to go with it.
Yeah.
Nice little cocktail.
Yeah.
And tells you, half my patients are buying them.
Yeah.
And half of them are selling them. Here's your prescription. You know, it's a travesty.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why would you say that? If you know it, they're even scared of that. And so, but what we're being kept from is every time you use a synthetic pain pill that has something like acetaminophen, mm-hmm. ibuprofen, there your body cannot process it.
Yeah.
It's making the pain worse.
It does. I had got injections in my back, and my doctor, they wanted to prescribe me pain medicine. I was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
And I went home, and I took my oil, and I didn't need it. I didn't
right.
need the pain medicine.
Man,
you know?
I had a bunch of dental work and surgery
yeah,
done.
Don't need it.
And I didn't have CBD, and I didn't have pain
yeah.
pills. And here
don't
I am alive.
It. Amen.
You know,
yes.
it sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked. It was painful.
Yeah.
But I didn't die.
Yeah.
You know, and if I'd had the CBD, like my friend Howard owns the company that makes the toothpaste and mouthwash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, you don't even know how much surgery I had 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I started at 8 months clean, which was crazy. And yet here I am, you know. So it would have ultimately kicked off a whole lot of, wouldn't have been no sense in getting that surgery, you know.
Yeah.
The masses, I didn't really realize that. It seems like maybe that seems familiar, like maybe you mentioned it in the beginning because
mm-hmm.
it was a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a while.
It's been almost a year now.
Yeah.
Whenever the first, I remember meeting you one night, and I mean, they were big in the back of my leg. I mean,
your
huge.
Body just couldn't,
and
didn't know what to do with
no,
all that.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, you
and
were very inflamed.
Very inflamed. And it didn't take not even 4 months
yeah.
for my leg to finally, to where I can sit down and wear clothes. And I mean, they could feel the masses move. And
you're
then
painful.
When, mm-hmm. and they hurt, you know, and then, 4 or 5 months, I mean, they're gone.
That's amazing.
I mean, and it was like,
do
wow.
you know, did the doctor ever identify exactly what it was? Was it
not
fluid?
The,
was it?
Not the the back of my leg, but I had some in another
like fibroids
spot.
Or?
I had masses in my
breast tissue.
Breast. Yes,
it's
yes,
okay
ma'am.
To say
and
breast.
I was, yeah, okay, just making sure. And I was leaking like this black, I mean, it
wow.
was nasty. It was
wow.
real nasty. And
that's your poor body.
Yeah, I mean, it was just.
It was trying to keep you going,
yeah,
girl.
I was taking all kind of medicine when I come in. I mean,
well,
I was taking.
Medicine begets
but
medicine.
But I'm on 2.
Yeah.
And it's not even, you know,
yeah.
and I'm like, I take my bottle of my oil and I'm like, here it is. That
covers all
it
of
does.
It.
It really
For me,
does.
It does. I take one thing.
It really does.
I take one thing. I was on anxiety meds, antidepressants, blood pressure meds, sleep meds. I was in so much pain. Mm-hmm. And the migraine meds.
Yeah.
And that was 2 to 3 a week for 25 years.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem anymore.
That roll-on stuff. Mm-hmm. That is a
miracle. I do love a good topical now.
Yeah.
And when I have an opportunity to get a hotel room somewhere, I judge the hotel by the depth of the soaking tub. And then I just raid the store and bring all the bombs.
Yeah. Oh, hey. I love those.
Oh,
bombs.
Every night. I'm like, I'm going to need 3 hours because 2 is going to be me taking a bath. Do not bother me till the water's cold. Yeah. That's my exchange for not writing myself a regular paycheck. Yeah. Worth it.
Very worth it.
But it's incredible the state we find ourselves in because everything revolves around staying out of that pain of withdrawal.
Yeah, for sure.
Sleep. Lord have mercy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, that you feel insane.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like this will never end. Mm-hmm. And I know, because I've been there, nobody wakes up and goes, hey, you know what? I don't think I'm gonna be a drug addict now. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I like it when people hate me, you know, when I ruin everything around me.
Exactly.
No one wants to be around me. And, man, I would go like 5 days just hoovering pills. Yeah. And then I'd run out of those and I'd start another one.
Yep.
I'd crash in between.
Mm-hmm.
And because Oxycontin was fast acting and methadone was slow acting. Yeah. You can't take them together.
Mine was Suboxone.
So I had like this whole pattern.
Horrible.
I abused that
horrible.
Too. And my doctors that switched me from that to the oxymethadone are in prison for the rest of their lives. Mm. Almost got them for capital murder because they lost so many patients.
Yeah.
It was a game.
Yeah.
I mean, they were... What's crazy is one of them still holds the world record for most board certifications. This man knows more than everybody else in his field in 8 different areas. Wow. And he's in prison.
Wow.
And I don't know. Hopefully he'll get his life right.
Yeah.
God will forgive anybody, but you got to confess it.
That's right.
But if he can deliver me, he can deliver anybody.
That's right.
What do you think, would you say, is the number one thing that has helped you out of all those symptoms, all those, the relief from all those different things? What do you think is the most critical?
I would say the chronic pain, that I think the inflammation, definitely for sure.
Right. Because you're right. I mean,
because when you have an inflammation,
you just feel terrible.
You feel terrible.
Your body's sick.
And
we're all sick.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're all way sicker than we realize we are. We really are.
And anxiety.
For sure. Yeah. The nervousness too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, most of that comes from the imbalance from your gut health.
That's
gut
right.
inflammation.
Amen.
That second brain. When you are off in the middle of your body, their center, what rests below your heart and your lungs, the vital functions, is rotting.
Yeah.
And we all are.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any real food out there? We're all addicted to sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I can quit Oxy. I can't quit the Dr. Pepper. I say it all the time. It sounds lame, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's and we're just conditioned. There's sugar in things that don't taste sweet.
Yeah.
And in the Bible it says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
It's serious business from all sides. I feel like the whole point of being given this mission, because that's what it is to me.
Yes.
It's only a business because it's a necessary thing to have money. I wish money was not a thing.
Yeah.
But I believe that there's been a systematic effort to impair us as a society. Because when we're fixated on how bad we feel, whether it's narcotic or not, You know, your 10. Have you ever met anybody who says, I'm on 12 prescriptions and I feel amazing?
No, not at all.
No, they got that little plastic bag exactly. inside their beach bag they carry, and it's pathetic.
Yeah,
you hear
it
them rattling.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And they can't do a thing until they take their medicines.
Yeah, it's been 15, 17 different kind of medicine mm-hmm. I was on. I mean, for muscles.
And you reach for pills for anything.
Anything.
Everything.
Anything, you know.
Allergies. So. I mean, you know, I know people that take seven Benadryl to go to sleep. I'm like, that is, there's got to be something illegal about that.
Very.
That's.
But being a year, I mean, it's took almost a year for me to just be balanced out finally.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for me to be able to
But that's a heck of a lot
function.
Better than three. I was at three. Eight. Mm-hmm. And struggling.
Yeah.
Really.
But we appreciate you. We
Thank
really
you.
Do. We really do.
I appreciate the opportunity, man. It does more for me than y'all even can imagine. When we come back, we're going to talk to Candace and round out the hour. It's already been 45 minutes. So come back and finish up with us. Thank you.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner of Canabama, the CBD store in Mobile, Montgomery, and Hoover, but not for long. We're going to finish up the hour. I don't want to waste any time. We've got one more person to talk to. Candace, welcome to the show.
Hey.
You're a resident at Angie's House. How long have you been there?
6 months.
All right, halfway through.
Yes, ma'am.
Through the roughest parts, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I know when I got clean, like, breathe in, breathe out. Don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to breathe.
Absolutely.
One foot in front of the other. Seriously, I told my husband, I'm trying to learn to be a human being again.
Uh-huh.
Everything's hard. Everything seems like rocket science.
Literally one day at a time.
Yeah. I mean, like, I could go to Walmart for 30 minutes, but then I couldn't hardly get the groceries in the house. I was just, my whole body was... face first on the floor. Tell us a little bit about you, your drug of choice, how old you were when you started using.
It was 9 years ago, so around 20. And mm-hmm. For the first 5 years, I was on opiates. And the last mm-hmm. four, I was on methamphetamines.
Wow. That seems to be a pretty common progression. I think a lot of people lose their source, you know. My doctors just were happy, giddy for 10 years to write them for me.
Yeah, well, for me, it was more... I hate to even glorify anything like this, but the pills I got on because I had a small back injury
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't get off of them.
Right.
And
if you use them for more than a few days, that's you're going to struggle.
And that went on for 5 years until I failed methamphetamines. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I didn't have withdrawal symptoms anymore.
Well, of course
but
not.
But then I had all these other issues,
right.
You know, a brand new habit.
Mm-hmm.
So
is it easier or harder to get something like meth?
It's easier.
Is it cheaper?
Yeah, it is. And also, meth is more psychological.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The neurological damage, it does.
It does. It does a lot more. You don't really physically hurt mm-hmm. coming off of it, but you do, if mm-hmm. that makes any sense. It's a lot more psychological. I had a lot of anxiety.
Well, anxiety causes inflammation and causes pain.
Mm-hmm.
Trauma causes pain.
Yes.
Just that fight or flight dump of cortisol constantly. Yeah, it sets your chemical balance into overdrive.
Yeah.
And in like putting your foot on the gas and you can't take it off. That constant, because you're not fighting and you're not flighting is what I say. And so it just, where does it go?
Yeah.
It goes to your joints. It goes to your muscle tissue. It goes to your organ function. Your immune system eventually thinks... you're dying and it attacks you.
Oh yeah, I was pretty close to death when I got to Angie's house.
Wow.
The oil has helped tremendously. It helped with focusing and like I said, anxiousness, sleeping at night. My hands used to tremble just bad, really bad. And mm-hmm. it's got it completely. I was borderline diabetic whenever I come.
That's just inflammation in your screening organs because that garbage you're putting in there.
And whenever I started the oil, I haven't had a problem since. Not
that's
one.
That's amazing.
So
Good. I'm glad it didn't get any further than that. Sometimes you can actually get to the point with the length or the severity of pancreatic inflammation that you do permanent damage.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a blessing that it happened when it did.
It is.
That's amazing. I'd never heard anybody say that they were borderline diabetic because of meth.
Yeah. Well,
it's just that toxin.
Well, see, my mom is a diabetic. So she actually wears an insulin pump. So mm-hmm. it was already kind of like hereditary. My grandmother was a diabetic. And then methamphetamines didn't help that.
Right. Of course.
The speed and not eating, not sleeping, you know, things like that.
Right.
It didn't help at all. So I was very, very blessed to just be borderline walking through that door. But like I mm-hmm. said, since the oil, I haven't had a problem. I haven't had one.
Do you take any kind of medication for your psychological symptoms or for your diabetes or anything?
No, ma'am.
Good. That's amazing. I know. I remember one of the girls last year, she was on a heavy amount of antipsychotics.
Yeah.
And she was struggling more than the other girls. And I told Danielle, bring her to me just by herself.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And we sat and talked and talked. And I asked her questions like a hen peck, just peck, peck, peck. And kind of tweaked what we were doing just with her, because everybody else was in this sweet spot.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody had their serving size and their, you know, their routine, and it was working well. But this girl was not, because everyone's different.
Yeah.
And I remember I think we added the chill tonic, and mm-hmm. maybe that was when we decided to add the vape for like a rescue inhaler for the panic attacks.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, she was like, I got off all my meds.
Amen.
I was like, oh, dear God. You know, because it's scary. Just getting off an antidepressant can make you, you know, have withdrawal like a narcotic.
Yeah.
It's brain chemistry.
It is.
You know, I know it sounds simple, but I always say when you use something like an SSRI or a benzodiazepine, it's like killing an ant with a sledgehammer.
It is.
Sure, the ant's dead, but there's cracks in the sidewalk, water spewing everywhere, and, you know, and now it's a tripping hazard, you know, and stopping traffic when you could take what you have, reach down, and just fix it. You have everything you need. You don't introduce, a torpedo into a situation where you need, you know, a flick.
I mean,
you know, so I'm probably botching that really badly, but... Or oversimplifying it, but, you know, I haven't slept much either. too many things to pack. But, you know, you don't have to, it's like, it's just overkill. It really is. It's overkill. It'd be like using a nuclear bomb in a town full of 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. A grenade would have done the work, you know. So, tell us what your routine is with your oil. How much oil do you take and how often?
Well, usually, unless I have a panic attack mm-hmm. of some sort, some kind of anxiety attack, mm-hmm. I just usually now take it at night. Whenever I first got there, it was 3 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a dropper full, mm-hmm. however much that is.
And
yes,
yeah, yes. I think that's probably 50 milligrams. That's where I wouldn't start anybody in recovery on less than that.
Right.
I remember when Chelsea came through, I was like, 150, three times a day. Don't play with my emotions. That was IV heroin.
Yes.
And, you know, I told my employee, who was also a resident, I said, look, I'm giving you this bag of smokable flower, and I know she's not going to want to do it. But you tell Danielle, I said, drive her around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't the same thing as letting her smoke for fun.
That's
it's
right.
Life or death.
Amen.
And you tell her, I see it. You know? And I don't know if y'all ever used it, but I didn't get it back. No, but I knew that rescue inhaler, you know, that's what it's like when you have that microdose, that inhale.
Right.
And sometimes in the moment, like you said with panic attacks, you know, the same vaporized CBD that I use to stop a migraine, a lot of people love for panic attacks.
Yeah.
Because it's got a similar, it's so fast. It gets to the bloodstream so fast, and it's not something you would use for every day for pain or every day for your recovery. But in the moment, it is like a freight train against whatever's happening. And it's like, to me, I remember feeling like warm water just kind of washed over me. Yeah. And I was calm and I could unclench and all that good stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, so on a scale of 1 to 10 girls, how, what number would you give to, if you were going to recommend CBD for recovery?
Definitely a 14. Definitely a 14.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that endorsement means everything, you know, because, you know, y'all, like I always say, y'all don't have the same motive that I do. People look at me and they think I have motive. They think that's how I stay pumped about it. It's absolutely not true, but, you know, it is what it is. Most people are motivated by money. But, you know, you guys, you're not going to make a dime. And I appreciate your willingness to kind of get on our kooky experiment.
We appreciate you so much.
Well, it does to be able to do something with your life. I know you guys know what I mean when I say you come out of it with a sense of shame. So thank you for... This is my amends.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it. Amen. Y'all come back next week. We're going to talk to another family about addiction recovery.